Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:10 on this Tuesday, yeah. Sorry, I was ready for Wednesday to get here already.
I looked over at you quick, like, wait, sure is did. It Tuesday?
That's why I hesitated. It is Tuesday, August the 22nd. If got not, it. I've got on the wrong pair of underwear. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, download it and take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
Good morning to those watching us in Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live.
Well, our next guest joins us from Tika K. She stops by about once a month to kind of let us know what's going on. She's got a big personality and a lot of fun, and we always enjoy our conversations with Gretchen Kaler. She is the social media and information specialist. Thank you so much, Gretchen, for joining us. And it's Kaler, right?
Right.
Okay, that's what I was.
We go through this every
second.
Okay. Just second. Like we go every day of like, what day is it? We'll one day get your last name.
Second guessing it all the time today, I guess. All right, friend. Well, how are you?
Good. How are you all?
Good. So I know the last time you were here before you left, I said, hey, when you come back on in August, let's get an update if we can about the deer situation in Tika K. So if folks are not familiar and they don't live in Tika K, let's kind of explain, maybe bring our listeners up to speed about what's going on in Tika K. Keep in mind, Tika K is the city on the peninsula, so you're kind of landlocked.
Right.
And so are the deer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a very large deer population, more, you know, concentrated than other cities that we found. And so there's been really a call to help call the deer or, you know, move the deer or
thin the herd.
Yes.
So go, you little farmer.
Right. So city council's advised that we're going to do a deer management plan. And they have approved the city to apply for with DNR in a way to call the deer.
Very nice. So it's a professionally managed situation here.
Correct.
This is not the Wild Wild West. Not in Tika K.
No.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because I know we get asked that a lot. And when we do interviews on this side of the microphone, some people do believe it is just every Tom, Dick, and Harry with a gun going out there shooting a deer. And while people certainly love to hunt in the South, this is more controlled. And obviously,
right,
if you have to apply through DNR, this is something that DNR is used to of doing. So
right,
this is not just something brand new for them.
Right. And they'll bring in contractors if the application is approved, and there'll be a whole process for it. And I think we said it's only 80 per application.
Okay.
So it will only be 80 deer at a time.
Okay.
Oh, wow, that's wild.
Well, I do know our folks that love Bambi do not love this. And so, you know, to each their own. But the deer, according to a lot of folks, it has just become a nuisance. And you can see why. Again, you're landlocked. I mean, majority
right
of your city is blocked by water. And while they can get into the water, they probably prefer not to.
Right. And we have city council city residents who will come to city council meetings, and you know, they spend all this money on landscaping and flowers. We had a gentleman stand up last night and said most of his neighbors have plastic flowers because they're just tired of the deer eating their
wow
all their stuff.
You don't even think about that.
Gosh.
Well, I always think going slow down the road, you don't know if a deer is going to pop
mm-hmm
out,
mm-hmm,
and then you have car damage, let alone maybe totaling your car.
Right.
That's happened, I'm sure, to a couple residents there. Well, that's quite interesting. The deer population is taking over the human population.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Forget the aliens.
Not the rise of the Planet of the Apes. It's rise of the Planet of the Deer
mm-hmm
in Tika K. So you're just now waiting on DNR to...
Right. We've got to do our survey,
okay,
our deer count before
okay
we can actually fully apply. So we're working on that later this month.
Okay,
so we'll
great
stay tuned for updates.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Gretchen. She is from the city of Tika K. So as we wrap up summer, there are still some events that you all are hosting to make sure people get every last minute of their summer vacation in.
Absolutely. This Friday, we've got Movies in the Park at Rundy Park in the evening. That is, I believe, the Mario Brothers movie.
I've not seen that
oh
yet.
No, you can't.
So
it's going to be
good
popcorn. It's going to be Rundy Park. Bring your blankets, your chairs. It's going to be
love
great
it. Love
that
it
movie, obviously, I've read it's the highest grossing movie so far of the year. Barbie
is really
number two. But they did something that I think Barbie did. I don't know if how they obviously have done pretty well since it's number two, but Super Mario Brothers did the thing where they were able to capture the adults, I guess my generation that grew up playing Super Mario Brothers, mm-hmm. with my daughter's generation, which is a new version of Super Mario Brothers, and they really did weave all those together. So each generation can respect the other generation and how they played Super Mario Brothers, and it's all laid out there for everyone.
This.
Jack mm-hmm. Black is the villain, and he's mm-hmm. really good. Boozer.
Speaking of villains.
Yeah, he's good.
What
Bowser,
time?
Sorry.
Oh, Bowser.
Boozer, I think I did that in college.
So, Gretchen, what time? It's this Friday, and what time does it start?
I believe it starts at 7:30. You can get in, get all your chairs set up, blankets, everything. I think movie starts at 8.
Awesome.
Around dusk, I think, right?
Right, yeah. There's more information and set plans on our website.
And then you've got a concert, too.
Right. We've got a concert. Our final summer concert is going to be September 16th at Catawba Park. And that one's with Euphonic. I looked it up. They're from Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, and they play like alternative covers, and they play a couple Ooh. Originals. So I'm pumped.
I'm
Oh, that's going to be interesting mm-hmm. and unique. Eh?
Eh?
Yeah, eh? Just say that when you mm-hmm. meet them.
Got it.
All right. Well, when Gretchen comes on, of course, social media is her game. That is kind of where she lives. And we often like to ask for tips for helping all of us navigate social media. So kind of what's your tip of the month for helping us navigate social media?
Tip of the month, I would say, would probably be hashtags or hit or miss.
Okay.
Oh, so 50-50?
Right. So they're originally on Twitter to pull a conversation together. If you want to see everything Tiga K, you click on the little Tiga K hashtag. Sometimes people get really creative with them. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like a little joke and a hashtag. That's not really pulling a conversation, but
I did that to you guys the other day. I think I made a joke out of the hashtag. So to your point, it's mm-hmm. interesting how you use a hashtag.
Yeah. So you could do too many hashtags,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
On Instagram, they get mad when you use too many hashtags.
Okay. Or you could just not do enough.
Right.
What have you found has been the sweet spot?
It depends on the platform. It depends on what you want to do with it.
And okay. the topic. Like for her, of course, people that want to know what's going on in Tiga K will go straight to that hashtag. Mm-hmm. But if she throws in something like, I don't know, deer in Tiga K, and people don't really care about the deer, which it sounds like they do.
Great point.
You're going to lose the audience that will go to that host. I don't know. I use it really more as a joke. Like I just wrap up my jokes with the tail end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, that's a good tip there. Feast or famine? When it comes to hashtags.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, and we know our gal over here is just like us. We love a good comedy, and you're pretty good at mixing in a little bit of comedy here or there, which I think's great. It keeps it from being mundane.
Yeah, you have one right now on your City of Tiga K Facebook page, and it looks like a comic book story where a guy is sweating, the superhero is sweating, and should he push run for city council in Tiga K or post whatever on Facebook? Mm-hmm. I love it because I can relate to that. But probably what you are finding, right? People are very vocal on Facebook. So if they're that vocal, why not really work to make a change? And you can do so by running for a city council seat in Tiga K. So for me, it hit the mark.
I
saw the picture and was like, oh my gosh, this is spot on. Then I scrolled ahead and I'm like, oh, this is great. So you can run for a seat on city council's city council.
That's what we call Tiga hitting it out of the park. Like you're pitching it and then it gets hit and then you throw the post of, okay, and now here's the application, the process. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, the filing closes, by the way, if you want to run for a seat on Tiga K's city council on Friday, September the 8th.
Yep.
So go ahead and do all your due diligence now.
Get it
and
done.
It looks like they've got, two seats?
Have two.
And they're a 4-year staggered with a $100 filing fee. If you go to the City of Tiga K's Facebook page, it's all right there for you. Click on the link. It'll take you to candidate filing. But if you want to make change, one way to do so is running for county council, school board, or your city council, and you've got an opportunity to do so in Tiga K. Gretchen, as always, friend, thank you so much.
Thank you.